Dialing it up to 11. This is our section on volume projection and energy on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Some people are naturally louder speakers. Others are more softly spoken. Loudspeakers can come over as assured and energetic or aggressive and rather bumptious, full of themselves, larger than life, or maybe a bit of a bully. They can't or won't monitor how their message is being received, so they don't dial it back from 11. They leave the listener feeling attacked and maybe wanting to disengage from the message. It's not good if you're trying to sell something. Softer speakers can seem meek, mild, unsure of themselves, unsure of their content. A listener may consider that they have less credibility, maybe lower their expectations of their performance or professionalism, or they may think that the speaker is calm and assured. It's therefore a good idea when speaking one-to-one to consider whether how you speak is making other people feel uncomfortable. Are they having to lean in to listen or backing away from the force of your voice? Using an appropriate volume makes a big difference on how you're perceived by others. If you use loudness or softness inappropriately in your presentation, your message could be confused. You may be perceived as peculiar. Having said that, varying your volume and intonation will help aid attention and give communication clarity. Like with everything to do with your voice, there's a fine balance. Tomorrow, presenting projections on TV and radio, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.